Welcome to Community Connections, and I'm Alan Collier, as I always say, and I'll be with you for the next 3 hours today. We've got Community Connections between now and 2 o'clock, and then, of course, at 3 o'clock, we've got at 2 o'clock, then we've got Choice Tunes. We've got the person, someone you've never heard before, so it'll be very interesting to hear about their life, and they're involved in a program that you've probably heard about. But we've got the music, and we'll find out why that person picked the music. But anyway, for the first hour, and of course next hour, and between 1 and 2 will be Cindy McLeish. Not a political hour, but we'll be talking about what she's been up to and what's going on in the community, and what a great lot of things that the community actually do for themselves. But having said all that, the first hour is with Ciri, and I should, as we always say, it's C-I-R-E. So when we talk about them and you want to look them up, you need to look up C-I-R-E. But it's my pleasure to introduce Mel. Now, we've spoken to Mel before, but it's a few months since we've had her in. So welcome, Mel.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely great to have you. Mel, we won't wish you Happy New Year because we're talking about nearly the end of March. So
Happy Easter.
Yes, getting that one. All right, so first of all, and I know you're very involved with early learning, which we're going to talk about that and other things, but the first thing is last weekend was your big Easter market. Now, we push that a bit because it's a great opportunity for local organisations to come along and sell their wares, get themselves promoted, and it also raises some necessary funds for Ciri. So how did it go?
Yeah, it was great. So it was lucky we had a beautiful day down there on Sunday, so that always helps. It definitely does. The Easter market, so three markets a year, Easter, winter, and Christmas market. So the Easter market and the Christmas market are really big events.
So I guess one of the things, and we will promote it a lot between now and Christmas, but people need to think about saving a bit of money, because it's a great way to go down and buy some gifts to support either a local little business, which is not the big conglomerates, or and you put money back in the community. So
yeah, that's right.
I guess as we get close, we need to promote it, but it's just an opportunity to think about it and get yourself ready so you can buy some presents, because there's some great presents there, isn't
there? Yeah, there is lots and lots of homemade, you know, gifts. And this year too, we had lots of local produce.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So there was, stalls with broccoli and cabbages and corn and strawberries and berries and, you know, all of those sorts of things this year as well, which was really great.
Poor old broccoli gets a bad rap, but I don't mind
broccoli.
I neither do I. And it's very good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Leafy green veggies.
And we all need those.
But, you know, the food vans and things there, activities for the kids to do. The scavenger hunts are always, you know, really popular because there's prizes to win at the end of the scavenger hunts.
And there's the elusive coffee vans
absolutely
down there.
Absolutely always is.
And we should mention
sneaky,
your own,
you know, cannoli or something delicious to go with your coffee.
And we need to mention your own coffee van too, don't we? But it's not a food, just coffee, is it?
No. So Project Ciri, our food van, does some beautiful things. I know last time at the Christmas market I had the falafel and it was delicious.
So they do a variety of things as well as just coffee and that.
Yeah, absolutely. But also they're, you know, it's a teaching tool. So, you know, there's lots of little projects that go on in Ciri Project, it's called, you know, the Project Food Van. So, you know, teaching you, you know, how, not only how to cook, but how to serve and how to, you know, to take money and, you know, all of the hygiene that goes with your food vans and all of those sorts of things as well. So it's a great teaching tool.
And I guess one of the things too, I guess the people need to keep an eye at it because it's not only at Ciri events, is
no,
it?
No, that's right. Absolutely. You know, even goes out to, you know, your local high schools and things like that and does teaching.
Does it?
Yeah, absolutely. Does little teaching tutorials at the high schools and things to, you know, see whether people are interested in that hospitality industry, which is
sounds
so
good.
Big around, you know, the Yarra Valley.
Mel, I've got to take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll start to talk about some of the programs down at that Ciri, C-I-R-E. Now, we've been told on a number of occasions, Mel, about the new school up at Monbulk. So that's up and running?
It is up and running. So up and running this term, but the official opening is tomorrow, which is really exciting.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, prep to Year 12. So nice, all renovated school, ready to go, fantastic facilities, an awesome gym, art room, science room, woodwork.
So it was designed as a school, wasn't
so
it?
So it was the old Mountain District's Christian College. And so Sirius was lucky enough to take ownership of that last year. We started the renovations to get it ready for our students. And, yeah, up and running this term and officially open tomorrow.
What time?
I'm not actually sure about that. I should have looked at that. Sorry. But, yeah, no. But, yeah, look, it's just having a purpose-built facility, a school facility, is just so fantastic because, you know, we've moved the students from our Mount Evelyn service, Mount Evelyn School, across to there. Obviously, we can capture a lot more students in that, you know, Belgrave, Emerald, yep, you know, that area as well. And, you know, by moving to the Monbulk School, we've been able to capture, you know, an extra 150 students.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, that's massive.
And we need to talk about these schools because they're not just your normal mainstream schools, are they?
No, that's
right. They are designed for a person who's been either out of the school.
Yep. Mainstream school just doesn't fit for them,
yep,
you know, for whatever reason that is, you know, whether it's a learning difficulty, whether, you know, it's... There's just so many different categories that you can fit into, but the community schools are really tailored to the individual person.
And from what I understand and can remember, every child has their own learning. That's not a case of one thing fits all.
Absolutely not. You cannot fit everybody into a square box. Yeah. You know, it just doesn't work.
And in fairness, that's what mainstream mainly has to try and do, because to get the people through. But I mean, in the case of these specialist schools, then they're designed for each child, aren't they?
That's right. And you know, the having wellbeing support officers on site all the time, and not just maybe one that comes once a week, you know, the wellbeing support officers are there throughout the school. There's numerous of them. There's, you know, the ability to hook into drug and alcohol counselling if that's what's needed. You know, there may be, you know, financial difficulties. We may be experiencing some form of homelessness, you know, whether that's couch surfing, domestic violence, you know, all of those sorts of things. So, you know, to have a tailored support learning plan that is for you, that, you know, if we know all of our students, the students have a name, they have a, you know, a place and a belonging.
So are there any vacancies at Monbulk?
There are, yeah. I'm not as sure about the range of vacancies over the years because it is prep to Year 12, but I would certainly get in contact with Siri if you are looking for, you know, something maybe just that little bit different for your child.
And what about the other schools? Are they, do you, any vacancies?
Berwick is always very, very full. There is quite a wait list on Berwick. The up and coming for Yarra Junction is once Siri, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, once early learning moves into our beautiful new almost finished building.
That's the one on the corner,
At the front. Yep. Then the community school will take over the early learning centre at the top of the property. So that's going to be completely refurbished as well. So hoping that those refurbishments will be finished by October. So the school will take over that as well. So that will, you know.
So next year, apart from the normal vacancies they get next year,
well, hopefully by October.
October the year's really gone, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right. But still, you know, vacancies will become available at Yarra Junction as well because of that move.
If grandma, grandpa, because they might be the ones that are listening, or mum or dad are listening to us right now and think, I need to find out more, then they need to go to Siri, C-I-R-E, on the website.
Yeah, they can go on the website, or they can just call the 1300 number as well and get put through to, you know, to where we need to go to. So...
What's the number?
sure I wrote it down. Oh, my goodness. We will get to that at the end.
All
hey?
Right, we'll come back to that. All right, I'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Just one look and I feel so high.
Talking to Mel from CIRE, C-I-R-E, and we're talking about the schools that they run, specialist schools, not necessarily special schools, but they're specialist schools just designed to what they do. Mel, you were just saying off air they've had some excursions. So tell us a little bit about those excursions, please.
Yeah, so our Berwick School had their first open shop last week. So the students populated some plants, they made some gifts, and yeah, so there's some really talented, they make some beautiful candles and things like that.
And then they sell them.
Yeah, then they sell them, yeah. So they have an open shop at the Berwick campus, which was great.
Yep.
Our Lilydale students were lucky enough last Friday to go to the Grand Prix.
Yeah,
so that would have been exciting. I'm sure they absolutely loved that. And our Berwick students, with looking at the planting and all of those sorts of things that they'd been involved in on Friday, also went to the Melbourne International Garden Show.
Gee, they get around.
Yeah, I know. They're lucky little things, aren't they? Oh, maybe I should volunteer to go on some excursions.
Yeah, I'm sure they always want some older
some helpers. That's right.
But they've also running a... another, well, not excursion, but another program that I think we should talk about, Changing Gears. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Changing Gears program helps our students achieve their L plates. So they come in and they do some practical learning. They learn...
That means getting behind the wheel.
Yeah, that's right. They also, all of the book The test side of things as well. You know, in preparation from that, I mean, I think we can all remember how nervous we were going for our learners and our, you know, P-plates and things like that. So just, assisting the students, you know, giving them the confidence, the knowledge that they need, you know, to achieve their L-plates. And they're, you know, they're so excited. I don't know if you, you know, go on to Siri Community School Facebook page and have a look at, you know, the smiles on their faces when they achieve their L-plates. Like, you know, it's a massive achievement.
Oh, absolutely. So, the school doesn't actually test them, do they? The school gets them ready and then sends them to Vic Rhodes.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So this Changing Gears program supports them through the process.
That's a terrific idea.
It is a great idea.
Because, you know, I mean, not everybody's got the financial capabilities because it can be quite expensive to go from nothing to L's.
And to have internet at home and things like that as well, to be able to access the resources to go for your, you know, to do the practical and the, I can't think of what the simulated, you know, all of those sorts of things. So, you know, to have, you know, that internet capability at home is not always great and, you know.
And one of the things you've got to be very careful of, if mum and dad do it, they can pass on their bad habits to the child.
quite
by accident.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so to have that real experience, that real knowledge to help them achieve it is just fabulous.
All right, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V, Viv and Gumbabree, she's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and whine, it's all around. Slam your body down and whine, it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking it too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my
Now, Mel, we've talked about the school, we've talked about the fate that you had, but you're also part of the early learning team, so I guess we should at least talk about the early learning team.
Definitely. So we are super, super excited at the moment and in the tail end of our new build at Yarra Junction, so what will be called our early years hub. So our current Yarra Junction Childcare Centre will be moving down to the Early Years Hub, and
that's at the corner. It's on the school property.
It is on the school property. Yep, right at the front. Beautiful new building. So early learning will be upstairs.
Yep.
And downstairs we'll have some consulting and meeting rooms, which will be fabulous. What we're hoping to try and attract to those consulting rooms are allied health, OTs, speeches, psychs, anybody that really wants to,
come in for half a day or something.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, try and attract those services to the Yarra Valley that we know our families struggle with, that... We've got some fabulous allied health in this area.
Yep.
I can contest to that.
Yep.
But it's the wait lists and the demand on them is huge. Sometimes waiting lists can be, 12 months in the, especially for paediatricians, can be, 18 months or is more. And it's really crucial to capture these children while they're young and as early as we can when we know that there are.
The problem is with young children, it's only going to manifest itself the longer it goes on.
That's
in some
right.
conditions,
yep.
isn't it?
Absolutely. And, supporting those children to get what they need, supporting those families to get the help that they need is crucial in those early years. So to try and attract some allied health to the area would be fabulous. Things like family counselling, domestic violence, anybody, please, come, contact us, contact the 1300 number.
And the school won't run that, will it? It'll be run by somebody come in and actually rent the room.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So I'll more than likely be allocated to that domain downstairs for a while, to help reception that area for a while, to really attract some good, maybe maternal child health might want to use that area, some play groups, all of those sorts of things. But to bring that to the valley will be just massive.
Sounds terrific. All right, we've got to take another quick break. We'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
L-U-V, Madonna, Y-O-U, you wanna?
I see you coming and I don't wanna know the name.
L-U-V, Madonna.
I see you coming and you're gonna have to change the game.
Y-O-U, you wanna?
Would you like to try? Give me a reason why. Give me all that you got. Maybe you'll do fine as long as you don't lie to me and pretend to be what you're not. Don't play the stupid game, cause I'm a different kind of girl. Every record sounds the same, you gotta step into my world. Give me all your love and give me your love. Give me all your love today. Give me all your love and give me your love. Let's forget about time and dance our lives away.
L-U-V, Madonna.
No one gives you this. It's supersonic, bionic, uranium hit. So I break them all tricks. Let's play that it's sick. I'ma say this once, yeah, I don't give a shit.
Don't play the stupid game, cause I'm a different kind of girl.
Now, Mel, you've told us all about this new early learning centre where you're going upstairs and all that, but you didn't tell us when you think it might open.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're right in the tail end of it now. So hopefully by the end of April, start of May, we'll be in the new service. So brand new purpose-built service. Kinder, 3 and 4 year old kinder.
And when you say purpose built, it is, isn't it? It's not. I know Monbulk is purpose built, but it's had to be altered. But this has been designed by Siri
absolutely.
From the ground up, hasn't it?
Yep, absolutely. So exactly what we want everywhere. Brand new and existing furniture coming down from the old service. So we've been lucky to have, you know, good resources up there as well that we can bring down. Yep. But 3 and 4 year old kinder running from there, and then our outside school hours care service will move into the new build as well, which will be fabulous. Good. So we'll be a one-stop shop, so parents won't have to go to, you know, 2 or 3 places to pick up children, which is fabulous.
So let's just talk about this for a tick. Are there any vacancies at the moment in early learning?
Yeah, there are. So there's still vacancies in our 3 and 4 year old kindergarten programs throughout Chernside, Mount Evelyn and Yarra Junction.
Yep.
But Yarra Junction will have a few more spots available when the new build opens, because it will be a slightly larger service, which will be fabulous. And one thing I forgot to mention with the consulting rooms downstairs as well is we do have one room set up as a medical examination room as well, which would be fabulous. So, you know, perhaps things like our midwives can do examinations there as well, because I know that the closest one to us in this side of the valley is Lilydale. So, you know, which is a little tricky, you know, to get to sometimes when you're in those last stages of...
And not everyone has a second car.
No, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, if we can attract, you know, some midwives to do some visits at the service, that would be fabulous as well. And I guess just one last thing with early learning is our pram walks are starting up again. So you'll see our kiddos around the communities at Chernside, Mount Evelyn and Yarra Junction. So we have some 4-seat prams at our services. So the educators take the children out for pram walks. You know, some of the children, you know, walk next to the prams as well, but they wear their gorgeous little fluoro vests and they wave to everyone as they go past. And you know, if you do see the kiddos out there, you know, make sure to give them a beep or a wave, because they love it.
I bet they do.
They
too.
Absolutely love it. So,
all right, we'll take one last break and we're back, and have your paper and pencil ready, because Mel's going to give you some contact details and the 1300 number.
Send
We've been talking to Mel from Siri and on a number of things that you might want to look after. We've been talking about their specialist schools. We've been talking about early learning and all sorts of things, and maybe we're playing in a doctor's... I know we do feature in a few doctor surgeries and that. Maybe a doctor or midwife listening wants to get involved with being part of Downstairs at Early Learning. So, Mel, tell us how we're going to find out more about Siri. And again, C-I-R-E.
Yeah, that's it. So you can always visit our website, which is www.siri, like you said, C-I-R-E.org.au, or just by simply contacting the 1300 number, which is 1-300-835-235.
We've got it this time.
That's it. I knew I had it. But, you know, just speaking to the lovely reception team and just getting put through to the people that you need to speak to. So whether it's the school, you know, Mount Evelyn, Lilydale, Berwick, Mombolt campuses, whether it's us at Early Learning, community hubs and training, if you're looking at doing any sorts of courses, the reception team will definitely be able to point you in the right direction.
We should mention that because they do the responsible service of alcohol.
Yep.
I know they do first aid.
Certainly. Yep.
So they do a number of other courses.
Yeah, that's right. So there's barista courses, there's early learning courses, there's aged care. Yeah, there's all sorts of things. So
and I guess one thing we should mention, if you are any good at either aged care or early learning, you're going to get a job very quickly, aren't you, once
absolutely,
you've got your qualifications?
Yeah, that's definitely a huge demand and forever growing demand as well. You know, then there's also things at the community hubs too, like, you know, your senior citizens, there's board game day, you know, afternoons, there's knitting clubs, there's all sorts.
We've never talked about this. Always talking about the school and early learning, but I didn't realise that there was anything for the seniors.
Especially at our Chirnside hub, there's lots of little get-togethers down there all the time. The foyer's buzzing just little catch-ups. There's, like I said, there's knitting clubs, there's art courses, there's exercise
So how often are they on, Mel? They're
run throughout the week and there might be a few things in a particular room, you know, maybe, at, you know, 9 till 10 and then 12 till something. Right. But, you know, contact the reception team and see if there's something out there that you could get involved in. It's great for socialisation.
Probably next time we need to spend a little bit of time on that because we've never talked about anything for the older citizen. We've only ever talked about... You know, childcare, occasional childcare and all that, and the schools and early learning. But we've never actually mentioned that there was anything available for the seniors.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, no, I'd be happy to get some more information about that because there's so many different little networks that run, especially from the Chirnside Hub. And I know that our kinder kids at Cherney often go and visit the senior sits in there
at their day, isn't it?
And it's so much fun. We take Play-Doh and drawing and, you know, all of those sorts of things. I know they did a little, you know, Christmas concert for them last year. It's really cute.
We need to spend a bit of time on that because I wasn't aware that you did anything like that.
And
the other thing is, and I talk a lot on this program about social isolation, particularly for the older people.
Absolutely.
Some of them just don't get out of their house for days on end.
No, that's right.
It's not good for their mental health.
Yeah, and they come in and they have a cup of tea in the foyer and they just have a chat. And I see them, you know, bringing in lemons or plums or apples or whatever is in season at the time and they share them around and, you know, it is really fantastic and it's very loud and very noisy. There's lots of chit-chat going on.
Probably some of them haven't got all that great of hearing either.
Yeah, that's right. It's great. It really is great.
Yeah, well, we need to do a bit more about that because I don't know, the listeners probably don't know much either because we've never talked about it.
Yeah, and, you know, look, I'd be happy to get some more information because there's also a program that is run from Yarra Junction and Chirnside, which is called Level Up, which gets our teenagers in the afternoon after school and they play video games together. They play video games, they have pizza, and they get together and interact as well.
We need to do that.
Yep.
We need to talk a bit expand. I mean, I think the schools are terrific and early learning are terrific, but we need to start to talk...
What's available at our community hubs.
Yeah, well,
hubs.
Particularly for the older people, because they're probably the ones that are more so listening to us right now. And while we want them to talk to their grandchildren and their children about what, you know, the school's doing all that, it would be terrific to do a segment, not the whole hour, but some of it on what is available for the seniors, because that's one of those things, unless you get them out of the house, very often the husband's died, the wife's died, they're home by themselves, they're a bit depressed.
Yep.
And if you're just sitting at home, it's just worse and worse.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. No, it's, they're a great socialisation. Well, and I see how much fun they have.
Yeah. And look, I mean, you can't stop Alzheimer's and dementia and that, but they say you can slow it down by being involved rather than just sitting at home and letting all this stuff happen.
Yeah, that's right. I know one of the exercise classes that they run at Chernside Park is for stroke victims.
Do they?
Yeah. Yep, so it's exercise deliberately tailored to people who have had strokes.
Well, I'll leave that up to you.
Yep.
If we can, possibly next month, if we could get either yourself or someone that'll come in and talk about the for the seniors, because I think that's, and I've said this before, very often people retire, they're going to travel, they've bought a van, they're going to go in Australia, they're going to do all this, and then one of the partners dies, particularly if it's a husband, and the wife doesn't want to tow a van, and so all of a sudden they sit at home.
Mm.
And it's not only if the husband dies, sometimes the guy just loses all interest and they go nowhere. And that's not going to do their mental health one scrap of good.
Yep.
All right, we'll do that.
Great.
If you could.
Sounds good. Definitely.
So let's tell us, let's just give them the contact details a couple more times so people have got time to write it down, plus.
Great. So 1300 835 235, and our receptionists can point you in the right direction.
And that's Monday to Friday. So
absolutely.
It's not a case of only one day a week or
no,
2 days.
No, definitely. It's always manned.
Yep.
And
it could be lady.
It's always person. It's always in operation between 9 to 5. And then our Siri website. So www.siri.org.au and on Facebook and Instagram as well. So,
yep. So they just look up CIRE on Facebook?
Yep, and we've got our community hubs page, we've got the community school, and then there's early learning as corporate
services. And I guess the other thing, just quickly, because we've got to go, anybody who's looking for first aid training, CSA, I guess it doesn't have to be, the RSI, I mean, it doesn't have to only be limited to those few we've mentioned. I mean, there's probably heaps of others, so they need to get on the website.
Yeah, get on the website or just ring reception and ask if we're running that particular course that you might be interested in.
Mel, it's been terrific to have you in again. I hope it's a really good year for Siri. We definitely need it. And I hope everything goes well for tomorrow, isn't it?
Yep.
Opening at Bunbury.
Opening community school tomorrow, and then end of April, start of May for the early learning hub.
No worries. All right. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you again.